Hello, my name is Kira, and I am the Bonfire Bruja. Thank you for joining me this week as we get into another conversation about witchcraft, magic, and invoking your personal power. I'm going to go get the fire lit, take a seat, relax, and just remember that you are responsible for the energy that you bring here today. Welcome back to the Bonfire Bruja. I hope everyone has had such a great week, and I hope you enjoyed last week's episode where we talked about Medusa. I do want to change gears a little bit this week. We actually need to talk about what happens on Monday, the 21st, which is Letha. Letha is the summer solstice, also known as midsummer, and it occurs from June 20th to the 22nd. Now, most people understand this as the longest day of the year, where the sun is out for the most amount of time possible. And from here, we actually start transitioning into fall and winter, where the days get shorter and colder. For Letha, or the summer solstice, this is actually the time where the end of the Oak King's reign is. The Oak King being the male god who has the most virility, and he passes the torch on to the Holly King, who is the king of winter. So it's that transition time of the year. This is the peak time for magic and for nature. It's also known as the time for the fire sabbat, and it's a time to celebrate your inner light and your inner brightness. Of course, since this is a summer solstice, it's a fire festival. It is for the heat of summer. The colors are going to be colors that are just passionate and bright. So reds, oranges, yellows, the turquoise of water in summer, gold, fuchsia, that bright, vibrant color. And the way you want to decorate your altar is completely representative of things during the summer. So we have fresh cut flowers, the crystal, the gem citrine. We also, you know, using seashells, daisy chains, flower garlands. This is a perfect time to create a sun catcher and use glass beads to reflect the light and the brightness. Now, there are a couple goddesses associated with Letha, with the summer solstice. That would be the mother aspect of the triple goddess. If you're not familiar with the triple goddess, it's a single goddess who has three phases. The first is the maiden, which is springtime, youth, innocence in some ways. Then you have the mother, the compassionate, the bright, the midpoint. And then, of course, we have the crone, who is more advanced in her years. She's got more perspective and introspective based on her years and her ability to observe. There's also the Egyptian goddess Sekhmet. There's Freya from Norse mythology. Then you have Vesta from Roman mythology and Hestia from Greece. Flowers, since we are going to use fresh cut flowers to decorate our altar, things like sunflowers, roses, honeysuckle, peony, and daisies, those bright, vibrant summer flowers are what we're going to add. And if you are interested in adding crystals to your altar, if you're more of a crystal witch than an herbal witch, you're going to want to go for the citrine, tiger's eye, jasper, clear quartz, amber, sunstone, moss agate, peridot, and jade. Those, you know, yellow colors, those vibrant greens. Peridot is actually a very vibrant yellowish green color. If you're not familiar with peridot, if you are born in August, peridot is actually the gemstone of the month. We can move on with that. Now, for my herbal witches, for my witches that are green and go with nature, the herbs that you want to focus on primarily are things like lavender, which grows in intense dry heat. But unfortunately, I can't seem to grow any of that here in Vegas, which is the epitome of dry heat. But then there's yarrow, chamomile, elderflower, sorrel, chickweed, wild garlic, mallow. There's lilies, there's myrrh, there's lemon, there's sage, cedar, and frankincense. If you want to cook, though, obviously get some food grade lavender. Chamomile, elderflower is really popular. Lemon sage, of course, those are easy to get your hands on as well. As far as food and drinks, because what is a celebration without food and drinks? I mean, I've said it before, I'm Cuban. Food and drinks go with every celebration. You want to focus on things like honey and summer fruits like cherries, apricots, blackberries, blueberries, peaches, maybe make some lemonade, homemade, melons. There's always mead, of course. I don't personally recommend you making your own mead. There's too many, I don't know, it's too much like a chemistry set for me. I have no interest in practicing that, but I will pick up like mead from the store. There's also cheeses and whipped cream and honey cakes. And I will actually be posting probably on Monday. I'm going to do an Instagram video where I actually post me making the honey cake. So if you want to follow along with that, and I'll make sure that I list all the ingredients for it. And let's see, that brings us to the ritual ideas for Leith. I've already told you how to decorate your altar, what to add, where everything is. Here's some ideas to celebrate Midsummer or Leitha. First off is making solar water. Solar water is a fruit-infused water that's left in the sunshine for about an hour or two. So you'll want to go back and go grab some cherries, the apricots, the foods and drinks associated with the Midsummer Festival. And just toss that into I would recommend a glass pitcher, since we all know that plastic may melt depending on where you're at. It definitely would melt for me. You also can take the opportunity to burn some dried herbs. Burn dried rose petals, lavender, and chamomile. If you're interested in doing something really simplistic, lighting a candle. Lighting it a red, a yellow, or a golden candle to represent the sun and just show your gratitude for the sun and the heat and the warmth that has come. Of course, it's keeping on note with sunshine. Go enjoy some. Go have a picnic. Go have a barbecue. Go take a walk in nature. Or if you're like me, wake up early and watch the sunrise. And just appreciate the absolute beauty that comes with it. Since summer is a time of prosperity and growth and fertility, this is also a great time to do gardening work or to take some of the flowers you were able to grow and turn it into a floral crown. There is also the opportunity to have a bonfire. It is the festival of fire and heat and intensity. So have a bonfire. Sit with your friends. Relax, enjoy yourself. This is also the time to do some fairy magic. You can do things like leave an offering out for the fae, one of the honey cakes, or just the fruits or little baked treats. You can also do something that's become really popular even with people who are not interested in witchcraft, which is making the little fairy garden. Now, to do this, and of course, I can always post pictures if you'd like, but in order to do a fairy garden, you can take like a little ceramic potting pot that you would plant a plant in and just fill it up with stones. And if you go to a craft store, a lot of them have like little houses and little intricate pieces that you can put out for a fairy house. It's almost like getting dollhouse accessories for people who used to have their own dollhouses and get, you know, the bed or the kitchen set up. They're doing the same thing now with fairy houses in most craft stores, so it's not that difficult to be able to go and find one. And of course, always go online. There's so much inspiration online lately with the fairy houses, or I've seen people do like a mermaid garden, which I thought was really interesting. And of course, there's always gnome gardens, which I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be allowed to do. But there's so much work that we can do. And it's a great opportunity. It's obviously intensely hot where I'm at. I'm actually coming out of about 2 weeks now of extreme heat warnings, which is not fun. But take the opportunities that are provided for you. Even if you're in an extremely arid and obnoxiously hot climate, there's ways to still celebrate. Go take a walk at sunrise. Go sit and watch the sunset. Maybe get some sun catchers for your house to capture that light as you stay inside. Or take an opportunity to light a candle and journal by candlelight. Write what you're thankful for. What brightens your day. There's always ways for us to be able to celebrate, even if the external circumstances are not ideal. And with that, I will leave you. I hope you have an absolutely beautiful week. I will see you next week. We're going to go back to our Greek mythology and have a discussion about the... Actually, I'm not sure which myth I'm going to do yet. So I'll save that for next week. Until then, happy Letha. And do everything in your power to craft a bewitching lifestyle for yourself. Bye. Do you want to be more involved in the Bonfire Bruja community? Go over to Instagram and find me, Bonfire_Bruja, BRUJA, or you can head on over to my website, bonfirebruja.com.